DeLay and two other Republicans are accused of illegally funneling $190,000 in corporate donations to GOP candidates for the Texas legislature. A judge has put off ruling on a requested dismissal of the case, which leaves DeLay's desired return to the House majority leadership in limbo. Feingold has long fought soft money donations and campaigns. He says a number of reforms he and Arizona Republican Senator John McCain have championed have helped hold DeLay accountable for his actions.
It's not like the prosecutors and the grand jury said, oh, it's too bad there isn't a law about this. The fact that he's being prosecuted is a sign that it's being enforced. We'll see how that works out and if it turns out there's a defect in the law of some kind. But apparently there was enough evidence there and enough law there to make people think that what Mr. DeLay was doing in terms of transferring these funds was illegal under the laws we've already passed.
Feingold says he and McCain will next tackle problems associated with lobbyists, which he says have put the agenda of special interests ahead of everyday Americans.
Gift abuses, revolving door abuses of members of Congress becoming lobbyists right away. The Feingold bill addresses some of these issues, and McCain has some good ideas, and John and I are going to come together and propose a joint package in the Senate sometime in mid-December for the first major lobbying reform in 10 years.
Such battles have not been won easily. Feingold and McCain's campaign finance reform law endured years of congressional wrangling and numerous challenges before being signed by the president in 2002. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.